Coach, how much credit do you give their pitcher, Mize?
Well, you sure hate to do it as an opposing coach, but that guy was pretty special tonight, and we had very, very few opportunities. And, you know, seventh inning, we had our shot and probably missed. I mean, you guys had a better look at it than I did by inches. You know, and they had their opportunity in the third inning against Brigham, and it happened by inches. I mean, the hit and run missed George's glove by 3 or 4 inches, and then they hit the double and got the big hit. We had 5 or 6 opportunities to get a big hit tonight and, you know, didn't do that. And, you know, when you got two guys going at it like that, your opportunities are limited and you got to make the most of the ones you do have.
Did you think in the seventh that you might get to them? Because he had started throwing quite a few pitches.
No.
Getting into the hundreds.
Yeah, we sucked a lot of pitches out of him that inning. Thought that was our shot. And Penny had two good swings. And, you know, that's a lot more than we had all night against him as far as in the at-bats. And, you know, it just didn't fall.
Brigham was pretty good tonight, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, I thought he was good. I mean, maybe struggled a little bit early with his command, but I thought he competed his tail off and gave us the shot. Sherrod was fabulous and gave us a chance, you know, kept it close, but, you know, disappointed. But, you know, at the same time, you got to give Mize credit. He was pretty special tonight.
With Kaysen taking some of his lumps earlier on in the year and coming back now here in SEC play in a big-time game with that kind of performance, you'd love to see that, right?
Well, he's been good for us the last 3 weeks, and, you know, none bigger than tonight. I mean, he kept it close against an offense that had some momentum going and, you know, really good, yeah.
And for him to give you that many innings, too, to save the bullpen.
Yeah, I mean, for the last 2 or 3 weeks, we've spread him out a little bit and asked him, you know, to go in middle relief. And, you know, that's probably his longest outing so far, but I thought he was really, really good.
We're able to get the leadoff hitter on. But the other thing was he was striking out the leadoff hitter. Is that kind of demoralizing a little bit when you're also
striking out? Well, it's tough. I mean, there are no secrets in the SEC. You get a chance to watch video, and you get to see his slider and his split, and we were prepared for it. I mean, that's how good it was. And, you know, again, I mean, you only get a few opportunities against that guy. You got to make him count. We didn't do that tonight and give him credit.
Same could probably be said for the guy they've got throwing tomorrow night as well, right?
No doubt. I mean, Thompson is a veteran of the SEC, incredible competitor, and it will certainly be a major challenge for us tomorrow. We're going to have to match him on the mound, and, you know, I'm glad we got Corbin going tomorrow. He's going to give us a chance.
Coach, 0-4 at home in the SEC, that's kind of going to be disappointing, especially for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, this is a place that we're pretty comfortable in. We play well in. We got great fans, and, you know, it's disappointing to have our shots and not to get it done. And, you know, maybe there's a lot more wins coming our way here in the second half.
But, again, tonight, Friday night, it's like you say, Friday night pitching, it's like one hit.
It is.
The difference, right?
That's it. I mean, we're talking about inches tonight, difference in the game. And, you know, they got the breaks, and, you know, we had a good start as well. And, you know, we were 4 inches foul.